Hi, and welcome to Average Joe's Football Podcast. I'm Mike. I'm here with my co-host, Tim.
How's it going, everybody?
Welcome to week of Super Bowl, the final week in the NFL season. Boo and hiss.
Yeah, the matchup we all wanted, right?
Mm-hmm. Freaking what, rematch from 2 years ago?
Yeah.
I'm getting my baseball, my new baseball shirt lined up. I'm checking out F1 race times, FC Cincinnati. I'm like, got to keep myself happy with sports for 6 months until the true sport comes back.
I was going to say, with like all the NBA news happening this week, that's what I've been seeing and not anything about the Super Bowl.
I will say, I hate it because I bet it was on purpose. I do want to watch Luka and LeBron play a little bit.
Right?
I don't even watch basketball. I'm like, no. I just want to watch, like, give it 2 weeks, let them mesh a little bit, get on a LeBron diet there, Luka, and let's see you drop like 90.
Right.
We can debate that freaking thing if we want because that was a huge sport team.
Yeah. I mean, that's like the Kobe Shaq thing. Like, Shaq would have been amazing if he cared about his diet and fitness and stuff. Like, that's why Kobe didn't get along with him. And now you have Luka, who apparently is just a fatty. And now he's with LeBron.
LeBron will fix that.
Yeah, for sure.
He will. You're playing with the GOAT. No one's ever going to play. Not the GOAT, but like the GOAT of old age and talent. Like, he's still dropping 26 and 9 rebounds. And he's freaking, 41 years old?
He's old.
Yep. He's still got it.
Yep.
It's nuts. It's like the Tom Brady of basketball, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Never ending. Anyway, I digress. Got me all excited there. Yeah, I've seen no Super Bowl. I've not paid attention because I want to be hyped up. And I'm sorry, I'm getting hyped up. Got my new cigar room. I'm quoting in right now. That's why you have your ear weird echo. I'm very excited. Got money on the game. Now it's time to get pumped up.
Yep. Who'd you put money on?
So it was random. So that's what makes you I don't know if I brought this up last.
Mm-hmm.
I got 280 on the Eagles. I got the Eagles and Packers, you know, so like I said, I will be thrown out of that league if I win again. So that is going to happen. But yeah, I am excited for the game. I'm only excited because I feel like everyone, their mother is rooting for, you know, the Eagles.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's, I think, hard to find a Chiefs fan for this game. And
yeah.
I was listening to something and they were talking about how Patrick Mahomes is kind of like Steph Curry, where when Golden State was starting out their run and they were winning championships and stuff, there were so many kids that were Steph Curry fans, and then they kept winning and people stopped caring.
Yep.
And like Mahomes, when he won his first Super Bowl, like working in student ministry stuff, right? Like, saw so many kids who loved Patrick Mahomes. Every teenage boy has his haircut,
yep.
But it's like wearing off, where it's like, I don't know. We don't need to see him win again.
I agree. Even Brady, God love him, you know, spaced the Super Bowls out for the most part. You know?
Exactly.
For the most part. Did he three-peat once?
No.
Two. No. Two in a row. Yeah.
The Chiefs would be the first team to have a three-peat in the NFL.
Not gonna. It cannot happen.
Yeah,
I'll be so angry about that. Yeah, it does a lot with some pizzazz. I know, like it's probably gonna be one of the. I guarantee it'll end up being one of the least watched Super Bowls, just because people are just turned off by it. But you know, and to be fair, you could have freaking won some football games. Someone else could have been here. So it's like, yeah, you can get annoyed if you want, but it's like they played top competition and beat top competition. What do you want?
Yeah. And Philly destroyed their competition.
Yes. I hope Saquon rushes for like 900 yards, and it's just like they just can't stop him. He doesn't get touched till like yard 8, runs over people.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the game, let's dive into this bad boy. So game's on at 6:30. Thank goodness, because I feel like this is usually 8:30, and I'm like in a coma by the time halftime comes. Like, nobody wants to see singing at 11 o'clock at night. I want to go to bed. Like, that's it. So as far as numbers, so the Chiefs, the Eagles are favored. According to the ESPN analytics, they have a 56% chance of winning, but the Chiefs open as a favorite.
Right. The Chiefs are 1.5-point favorite, but people are picking the Eagles. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause this is the ESPN analytics. I don't think it's like a you and I vote. I think it's a, it's literal analytics.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. But it's, I don't know. This, I think it is, you have, I wouldn't say opposite teams, because the Chiefs are not a, they were not an incredible passing team this year. You know, the playoff Chiefs has been very different than the, you know, regular season, I feel like. But, like, you have teams that are built so differently. Mm-hmm. And Jalen's living his best life right now. Like, he's like, here, Saquon, go.
Mm-hmm.
And Saquon just tears him up. I mean, that's the offense. That's it. And when you make him throw, he just throws it to two of the best receivers in the NFL. And the Goddard's fantastic. The team is just stacked. I don't know how these teams get like this. I really don't know. And the Bengals can't pay more than, like, two players, but they have studs all around the Eagles' offense and defense. Like, how does that work?
Right. Yeah, I'm looking at the preview. So the Eagles' offense was eighth overall this season. Their rushing offense was second, and their passing offense was 29th.
They didn't need to throw the ball.
They didn't need to throw the ball. But so they came into the playoffs, and everybody was like, well, if Jalen has to throw, like, they're going to have problems. And then they went and put up 55 against Washington.
Yeah, and again, it was a lot of rushing touchdowns, but Jalen threw some amazing passes and still had a good passing game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's – again, rooting for the Eagles. Yeah, I think, again, overall will be a good matchup. I think it really comes down to two. I mean, I think this is going to end up coming down to, can the Eagles' defense – I'm not worried about either team scoring. This will be probably a 45 or 50-point total game. But it's can the the Chiefs win, because every time they get backed into a corner, nine times out of ten, specifically in the playoffs, Mahomes will take off running. They'll get a flag. Something will happen, and they will get a first down. It happens so much. And it's not all flags. Sometimes Mahomes, he doesn't run all game and takes off for 25 yards because no one's expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
So if the Eagles can just find a way to run, if Saquon runs for a 150 and they control the clock, and they get maybe – if they get one turnover and they control the clock, they will end up winning this football game.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean – the way Philly's defense is designed is Vic Fangio is the D coordinator, and he used to be the coach of the Broncos. His defense forever has been a bend don't break defense. So he puts two safeties back. Like, you're not going to get big plays. It's literally, you have to take the short play all the way down the field and be patient as an offense. And obviously, Mahomes can do that and be fine with that. The trick with it is Philly can't make mistakes and give Kansas City yards. And then on the flip side, Kansas City most likely is not going to make mistakes. Like, they're very efficient on offense. They're always going forward. So if they have this extended drive, it's going to come down to a big flag or a mental mistake or something like that, because Philly will control the clock from what I'm expecting. I mean, Saquon's going to run a lot. The defense is going to slow the game down. So it'll be interesting for sure.
Yeah. They don't have these big players. Like, it's like Mahomes is throwing to Tyreek or, you know, 31-year-old Kelsey. Like, they are talented. There's no doubt about that. But it's going to take time to score. They're not going to score on one big play. So like you said, if they can keep it in chunks and make them make a mistake, they'll be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
What's your gut? What's your gut say as far as who's winning this?
My gut says Philly, honestly. I mean, I think if you look at the rosters as a whole, you know, the Chiefs have the edge at quarterback, tight end, and, like, D tackle. I mean, they have three Hall of Famers at those positions, right?
Yeah.
But other than that, like, Philly's receiving group is way better. Obviously, Saquon is the best running back in this game. Their defense overall is better than KC's defense, in my opinion. Their offensive line is amazing. Like, I think just top to bottom, Philly has a better roster. It's just Mahomes is nearly unbeatable in the playoffs.
He finds a way. He annoys me. I can't stand the Chiefs. I do think there's some shady shit. And the fact that I'll touch on this in a second. The fact that we have the refs respond because they're pissed because people are accusing him, I find funny. But he just gets it done. Like, I would feel better if my $20 was on the Chiefs. I do think this game will be a good game. I do think the Eagles will win. I do. I actually believe that. I believe the Eagles will win. But it's Patrick Mahomes. It's like betting against Tom Brady. You don't bet against – I don't know how many times you've said that in our friendship. You don't bet against Tom Brady. Because you just don't. Because he freaking wins football games. And Mahomes, it might be ugly. He might be limping. But he will find a way. I've never seen a person just not get injured for this long. Like, he gets a high ankle sprain. Some quarterbacks are out 6 weeks. And he's like, no. I'm good. Come on. No. Like, who are you looking at? You're not looking at anyone, Mahomes. Like, makes no sense. Anyway, I digress. I do. My gut says Saquon. It's the same matchup from 2 years ago. The Chiefs are older. They have not added anyone. And all the Eagles have done is get more talented.
Yep.
Saquon Barkley. They were going to live and die by that run game.
Yeah. I mean, my gut is saying Philly, and I think they're more talented. But if this game goes into the fourth quarter and they're only up one score, I feel like Kansas City wins that game. Like, Philly needs to be up big.
Yes, because, yes, I agree. I trust Patrick Mahomes to pass the ball over Jalen Hurts, even though Jalen has played well. Yeah, if they go into the fourth up two scores, that is the key. If you can get to the point where you're in the fourth quarter and you can get the score, I don't care if it's 15 minutes left, and you're up two scores and you get the ball back, you can burn 9 or 10 minutes of the clock. That will be it. That will be the key. That's the one thing Buffalo couldn't do when they had the lead. Mm-hmm. They started playing like a bunch of pansies, and they stopped running the football and throwing up the field, and they give the ball back to the Chiefs. And to your point, Chiefs went right down and scored.
Yep.
That is what happened, and you're right. That if they can just find a way to burn a bunch of time in the fourth, if they're up one score and they can burn time and get a field goal or something, they go up those 9 points, it's over.
Yeah. Yeah. These one-score games, like, Kansas City can't keep getting away with it, right?
No.
Like, they can't keep winning these one-score games. So,
yeah.
Philly just needs to be up big. And then if Mahomes goes off in the fourth, at least you have a cushion.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like, let him tee off and go down the field. And it's like, if he's got to score, get the ball back. It's not, and if they need to stop them on, like, we're in a situation where the Chiefs have three timeouts and all the Eagles have to do is score or get a first down, and you have RPO, Jalen Hurts, and Saquon Barkley, you're not stopping that. It's not happening.
No.
You can just be like, hey, I'm going to give it to Saquon, and I don't think there's anything they can do. They can be like, it's going to him.
And even if they do find a way to stop Saquon, that's like 8 or 9 guys in the box. Either A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith is going to be open.
Yeah, and then you have to worry about with Philly. You don't have to just stop them on third down. You have to make sure they don't get within 2 yards because I'm going for it.
Yep.
Every time. And that's the frustrating. I feel like it's 4th and 1. No, it's not. I mean, it is, but it's not. If it's 4th and 1, we're going. Or 4th and 2, we're going. And that's the end of it. Especially when the game's on the line, you know, you're not going to – I saw somebody today saying – I think it was a player that the tush push should be banned because the play does not require talent. And it shouldn't be allowed. I was like, again, if it's that easy, why does no one else do it?
Exactly. Other teams try, but they're not.
Doesn't
limited.
Work like Philly. Yeah. It's because Jalen.
Yep.
You have a quarterback. He's like the Derrick Henry of quarterbacks. Like, he's big, strong.
He can squat like 600 pounds. Like,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's the only reason it worked. Like, that's Tom Brady used to do it, but he would fall for 1 yard, and it sure as heck wasn't 4th and 2, and he's going for it. Like, that's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, gut says you, Philly.
Yeah. And, I mean, I would lean, like, I'm leaning Philly, and it seems like a, like, 27-24 or 31-28, something like that.
Yeah, I think it'll be a one. I think it will be a one-score game. I think Philly will win. And I think what will end up happening ultimately is the Chiefs will get the ball. They will go down and make it a one-score game, and they'll never get the ball again.
Yeah.
That's what I think will end up happening.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I mean, Yeah, I hope Saquon goes off, like you said. Like, just the ultimate middle finger to the Giants and just put your ring on
Yeah, exactly. If you like, you should put a ring on it, New York. Sorry.
it.
He gone now. I'll still never watch. What did he say? Did you see that commercial he did? Where
No.
so the quote from the GM when you watch Hard Knocks, it's like, I'm gonna have trouble sleeping at night watching Saquon if he goes to Philly. And he does like a Tempur-Pedic. I don't know what it is. It's a sleeping commercial. He's like he has an eye mask on, he lifts it up, he's like, I don't have any problem sleeping at night. And he takes his eye mask and like lays it down. Like, ooh, it hurts. It's
That's
uncomfortable.
good. That's good.
It's hilarious.
Man.
So, okay. All right. So we both pick Eagles. Let's see what else. So, again, it's kind of a weird time because everything's hyper-focused on Super Bowl, so there's not a ton of news coming out. I would say some big news, but it's limited. First and foremost, it still hasn't been reported by ESPN, which I find strange, but Burrow was on ESPN today in one of the talk shows. I mean, I think it was yesterday. And he said that he was going to – basically, he believed the Brown family could sign Hendrickson, T, Jamar, and keep all of them together. And the host basically point-blanked him was like, okay, so if this comes to fruition and you need to take a contract restructure – no numbers, we don't know that, but are you willing? And Burrow came and said, yes, I am. And the host was like, oh, okay. Like, obviously, hot take, because he keeps coming out and saying, come on, guys, we got to pay him. But I'm like, you're the highest paid player, Joe. You cannot say we have to pay them. And then you're just like, no, figure it out. I don't know. But it seems like he's willing to take a pay cut.
Yeah, it's an interesting just I guess case study. Like you look at teams over the years, like you talk about Tom Brady with the Patriots. He was never the highest paid player in the league, right? I mean, he could have been the highest paid player on the team, but he wasn't ever paid his worth until he went to Tampa.
Yeah.
Right. And because of that, they were able to build a roster around him and they had this long dynasty run of success. And then you have quarterbacks like, Peyton Manning never took a pay cut. He got paid a lot and found ways to get the team deep in the playoffs, but he went to three Super Bowls in his career. And the last one really wasn't him.
The
So.
talent around them for sure.
Right. So, you look at Drew Brees, like he was, I think, paid pretty well, but he never had playoff success. Now you're with Mahomes and he has this huge contract, but it's actually not that bad nowadays for what quarterbacks are getting paid. So
Yeah.
they're able to kind of work around it. It's interesting. I mean, if you're Joe and you want to be competitive, you need to find a way to make it work where the team has the ability to keep those pieces around you.
Yeah. See, because if I'm Mahomes, see, actually, if I'm Mike Brown, I signed Burrow to a Mahomes-like contract for 10 years. And it's like, and then you just make sure the first four or five heavy bonus, like signing bonuses, not heavy cap hits, pay Jamar and T. God love T. Higgins, but he's like 26, 27. Like, this, he didn't get a mega contract. And then the Bengals, they won't sign him again. So just delay Burrow's huge hit, sign T. Chase, he's young. He's like 23, 24. Like, you can sign him. He'll probably sign a second extension with the Bengals. And Trey's the same way. He's like 29. T and Trey, you're only signing for one contract. You've just got to find a way to get to the next 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the other concern I would have, like, Burrow just had arguably his best season as a pro, and they missed the playoffs. So, like, it's great to have T there and Chase and everybody, obviously. But would it be better if they spent that money that they would give to T Higgins and spend it on the defense?
It would be a great idea. I would have a problem with that, but then you got to go get Cooper Kupp. You got to go get Adam Thielen. You've got to have a veteran there that has, I think Kupp has more gas in the tank right now than Thielen, obviously, but you have to get someone with sure hands that is a threat. Doesn't need to be a deep threat. You don't have to outrun everybody. Go get DeAndre Hopkins if he leaves the Chiefs. I don't know. But you've got to have another receiver there because you see when there's some games where they took Jamar out and T just went off. The playoff game was the Broncos. Yep. T went off like because they what Surtain was on Chase most of the game until he wasn't, and then you knew when he wasn't because Chase would catch the ball for 30 yards.
Right, right.
No, try to bring that up.
But we made the playoffs, so
yeah, that's true. That's fair. So yeah, I think you need T. But if you don't get him, I think you offer him $21 million a year, $25 million. You cannot pay him as a number one.
Yeah.
You can't. Chase now is coming out saying, I just want what's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if he's just saying that. He's like, well, it's fair because I'm the best. I want the most money. Or he's saying, hey, like Justin Jefferson's at $40 million. Give me 35. Give me 40. I don't need to break the bank. I don't know what fair means.
Right.
But
have they hired a D coordinator yet?
Yeah. We signed a defense coordinator from from Notre Dame. Oh. So ironically, he was our linebackers coach like 2 years ago. And he went to Notre Dame, obviously did very well with Freeman up there for 2 years. Mm-hmm. That defense was very good. And now he's back home. I guess he never even sold his house here. He just kept it. He lives next to Zach Taylor.
Oh, okay.
I remember that correctly. So it's kind of similar. It's not as bad as the Cowboys wanted to interview Kellen Moore for their head coaching job, but right. It's still like, oh, he's back after 2 years. Like, yeah, you got good experience as a coordinator. You proved yourself. I'll take you. When the Cowboys reached out, like, we want to interview Kellen Moore. I'm like, wasn't he your coordinator like 2 years ago? You had a vacancy and you didn't consider. Yep. Like, yep. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot wrong with Dallas for sure.
There's a lot wrong with Dallas. I think just the whole state, not just the Cowboys, the whole state right now. But yeah, so Burrow said that. So that'll be exciting. Again, I think everything's going to calm down when the Super Bowl's done. We're only about a month and a half away from free agency. You know, yeah. So that'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that, and then the other big news: Myles Garrett demands a trade, which. Mm-hmm. I don't blame the guy. He's in his prime. He's setting records on bad team. Imagine he put him next to a Nick Bosa or Trey Hendrickson or something.
Mm-hmm.
What that boy could do or vice versa. Like what double team he could pull that Trey or a Bosa could bring, like bring home sacks. I don't blame him for wanting a trade.
Yeah, I heard a potential spot was Detroit. Like have yep. Penn and Hutchinson coming off the edge together. Like that's crazy.
That would be nuts.
But, I mean, we've talked about with Cleveland, like they are a broken organization.
Yep.
And I think he was giving them some leash because they did make the playoffs last year and they had like the makings of a decent team. And now he's looking at it and like, well, we don't have a quarterback that we can count on. The Ravens are better. The Bengals are better. The Steelers probably doesn't matter who they have at quarterback. They're going to be competitive.
Yep.
Like, get me out of here.
Yep.
Because it's like the Browns had Joe Thomas for years, and he was just an amazing left tackle that just went into work every day, did his job, and he was incredible.
Yep.
I don't think he ever won a playoff game.
No, I don't know if he ever made the playoffs, to be honest. Yeah. Maybe one time.
Yeah. And like, kudos to him for being able to do that. But if I'm in Myles Garrett's position, I would be trying to get out too. Like, I want to win. I don't want to just be miserable while I make bank. Don't get me wrong.
He'll make money for the rest of his life. And if he stays in Cleveland, he'll be a legend. He'll still be a legend in Cleveland if you go back. I mean, he's done so much for the organization. But, yeah, I don't blame him for leaving. Now, it's an interesting situation, though, because Garrett commands money.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have – you can't just – go and take like there was a thing with Trey and you know him Garrett next to him in a Bengals uniform and I'm like that sounds wonderful and if we can give him our first round pick and go get Myles Garrett I think that's completely worth it one without even hesitating give our first round pick done because you got a stud for the next 4 or 5 years but can you afford him so the top teams the top cap. Vikings, so you got Patriots, Raiders, Commanders, Chargers, Cardinals, and Vikings. Those are your top 70 million above. The Patriots have $120 million in cap.
God.
So again, you got to think, and the Patriots have a top pick. So that's the other thing too, is like you look at some of these top teams, like the Patriots have their quarterback. They don't need that number three or four pick. I mean, it's great to have, but if you've got guaranteed a Hall of Famer, Myles Garrett, for it instead, do you make that trade? Or do you go take Travis Hunter?
I mean, if I'm New England, I'm going for Garrett, but I don't think he wants to play for them.
No, he
So,
might not. He probably wants to play for a contender. You're right. So let's go going now. Commanders, 90 million in cap space. I'll go play for the Commanders all day. You know, so they're in it. The Chargers, 73 million. They can put them next to Khalil Mack. The Vikings are up there. The Lions have 57 million. And then after that, it kind of starts dropping off because the money's not there. Like the Bengals, 47, the Rams, 46, the 49ers, 46, the Broncos, 45. Like there's some, the Broncos would be wild.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it? Again, I give up my playoff first round pick for Myles Garrett. No, wouldn't hesitate.
Absolutely.
So I'm just curious where it'll go because you got to find Commanders have a rookie quarterback. I bring up the Patriots because they have the money. And they have a rookie quarterback. And you have Mike Vrabel there now. But you're also still going into a rebuild hoping it works. I don't think he wants to do that again. So I don't know. What do you think? What do you think? What are your top three targets you think he'll end up
Yeah, I mean, Washington has to be appealing to him. I don't know if they have the draft capital to do it. I'm assuming they do. I feel like Washington, Detroit. Well, sorry, let me back up. If I'm the Browns, I want him as far away from having to play the Browns as possible, which is
Yes.
an NFC team. So Washington makes sense to me. Detroit makes sense to me. The Vikings would make sense. I just don't know. Cardinals would be kind of cool, but I don't know that they have the cap space for it. So
Yep.
I
Yeah,
feel
I
like
don't know.
Washington or Detroit is kind of the thing.
Yeah, I think those are two teams with cap space. I would also throw like I could see Seattle maybe like they're up there. I mean, they're not elite. I mean, he wants to go to an elite team. Most of them don't have the cap space, unless Garrett's willing to take a pay cut. I feel like that's the problem with these situations. It's like, well, I want to play for a winner. When you're getting paid $30 million a year, man, you can't. Most of the winners don't have a bunch of cap space. Like the Commanders are a freak show, and so the Chargers because they're not supposed to be this good. You know, they cut all these. Well, the Chargers cut all these players. The Commanders have a rookie quarterback and a bunch of veterans like. The Bengals 47, the Broncos 45. Like the playoff teams really are just the Commanders, the Chargers, and the Vikings. That's it. And then it starts dropping off aggressively after that, as far as people with money. Like, I don't know. And you know what's really funny is all the negative teams, every single negative team but the Bills missed the playoffs. Isn't that weird?
That's bad.
It's very bad. It's just funny. Like, how are you that? The Titans, I mean, that they spent all that money. They're at 44 million, but it's like all the, it's just weird that all the bad teams have no money.
Yeah.
I
The
mean,
thing with Minnesota is they need to figure out what they're doing with Darnold.
that's going to be interesting. I feel like you have to sign them. I feel like you have to give them like 3 year, $30 million a year and see what happens, or $40 million a year.
What if they re-sign Darnold and then trade Garrett for McCarthy?
Oh, I didn't think about that. I thought you were going to say for Darnold. I mean, I could see that. They need a quarterback. You get your rookie deal. That would be wild. That would be wild. That's such a good idea. That would be amazing.
That's like a Luka trade.
Yeah, it is. Like that would work out really well. I like that a lot. You need to get on the phone with someone. Make a phone call because
The Vikings need to hire me as their GM
yeah,
for
you
sure.
need. I mean, you need a quarterback, so you need a quarterback, so might as well do something. Might as well, you know, you want to give a bunch of picks up, and then you can take your top pick and go get freaking Travis Hunter or Abdul from Penn State. Freaking, now you got your replacement.
That guy's a freak,
You
dude.
get a new defensive end; it's probably going to be good, and you get a quarterback, and you get rid of cap. You get more cap space because I think they take a hit losing Garrett this year on dead money, but then they won't next year. And you still got McCarthy on the contract for 3 more years.
I like it.
We gotta get on the phone. So, someone.
Right on.
I'm gonna listen to him. I like it.
So, speaking of the draft, we have, there will be more news about it after the Super Bowl, obviously. But, we have these teams at the top with the Titans and the Browns and the Patriots. What's your gut telling you? What's going on right now?
I go back and forth, man, because I don't know enough about, I see always, I use the word sexy. Sexy quarterbacks coming out of college that are supposed to be good. Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Bryce Young, like all these quarterbacks that are just, oh, next generation talent. Caleb Williams, Mr. Nail Painter. Like, he's going to be a phenom, 7-4 in college, but that doesn't matter. He's whatever. And they all are duds. All are duds. Well, I got, speaking of that, I got a game we're gonna play. You're gonna guess the quarterback. So my point is, like, you don't know. You just don't, and it's a gamble. And it's, you have a new GM. We hired the assistant GM from Chiefs. You just don't know what's gonna happen. But you have that number one pick. So my gut says they're gonna take Cam Ward. It is the safe pick. No one's expecting him to tear it up. And Tennessee's like, dude, if we just go 8-8, you'll be a freaking hero. Like, and they need a sexy face. I'm going to keep using sexy. We have a new stadium coming. This is serious. 2026. It's a dome. They're going to season. Everything's costing to go up. You're going to need a winning franchise. Now, you either draft Cam Ward, or you trade to the Raiders for 3 first-round picks, and you go get Sam Darnold and J.J. McCarthy. That's it. Those are the only, that's it. That's the only two options. And if you do one of those things, I think you'll be probably next year you're a 500 team. Because you're going to get some free agents, probably cut some people. Like, you're probably getting in a weak league, you'll go 500. A weak division, you'll go 500. So my gut says, though, Cam Ward.
Would you rather them trade down?
I'm not excited about it. Would I rather this be the year Arch Manning is in the draft? Sure, but it's not. So when next time, I mean, we're a bad team. How rare? I mean, this is their first-round pick in my lifetime. I think it's the first one since, like, the 70s, like when they were the Oilers and stuff. Like, you have to take your shot when you can get it. Now, hold on. Now, if you can somehow trade back, get some picks, and then jump back up and get Cleveland's pick or something, then sure. Or if you like, was it Milrow? Is it Milrow from Alabama? If you like him, go get him. Like, that's fine. But you gotta find someone, and his name cannot be Will Levis. It doesn't have to be Sanders or Ward, but you need a starter.
Yeah. I mean, if they go free agent, is it Sam Darnold and that's it, or
Who else are you going to pick? Justin Fields. If they sign Russell Wilson, I freaking will riot. Like, I will be so pissed off.
That
It would be very bad. We have a good running game. We have a halfway decent defense. We need another pass rusher. Like, we can go and win.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I say Cam Ward. I would say if you are trading back, you have to be willing to sacrifice one of those first-round picks, trade back up, and get a quarterback.
That would be a lot of movement
It
for.
would. Even if you net an extra, if you get 3 first-round picks, and you net two of them, but you get a quarterback and you get a good player, like, you get picks and a player. I don't know. I think it's worth it. Because the Raiders have cap space, and Pete Carroll is going to try to make a splash. He doesn't get Russell Wilson, so they're probably going to try to trade up.
That does make sense for the Raiders, for
Give us
sure.
Max Crosby and 2 first-round picks. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it is tough because it's not a deep quarterback class like last year's was. So I think if it were me, if I'm not 100% confident in Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders, I'm trading back. And like, I don't know how you can be 100% confident in either of them. So yeah, I think I would trade back and just try to stockpile picks.
Yeah, it depends on what's being offered. I want three. I want your first round pick this year. I want your first time round pick next year, and I want 2025, 2026, 2027. If you give me that, I'll make the trade.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm going to take the best player available. If I don't want a quarterback, I'm still going to take the best player available.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. We need a quarterback. So.
Yeah.
All right. Here you go. You ready for this? I saw this, and I knew it'd be a fun game. Here's Trevor Lawrence's stats since being drafted, number one overall. 42 games played, 64% completion, 9,600, almost 9,700 yards, 46 touchdowns, 29 interceptions, 85.3 passer rating, and 18 wins. What other starting quarterback, and I'll give you this, they're under the age of 30, has almost identical stats as that?
I mean, I feel like I've seen this in the past, and it's Daniel Jones.
Not Daniel Jones.
Okay.
You're getting close, though.
Zach Wilson.
Zach, no, I don't think he's even played enough, but no. It's not. Again, you're close, though. But yeah. It's
I don't know.
It's the old Mac attack. Mac Jones.
Mac Jones.
When I say identical, man, he's played three less games. He's got 1,000 less passing yards. That's the only difference. But the touchdowns are one-off. The interceptions are within three. The wins are the same. And Mac Jones actually has a better passer rating.
Has Trevor Lawrence missed that much football? That's
yeah.
wild.
Because yep.
Mac Jones just...
But they were drafted together.
Oh, were they?
Yep. Mac went 15th overall.
Okay. I thought he was the year after.
I think the difference is Trevor has missed a bunch of games, but then Mac got cut.
Yeah.
Like this year, like Trevor's been playing and then Mac mm-hmm. wasn't. Because now, ironically, Mac is Trevor's backup.
Right.
Yeah. But it's and that's why people, the whole post was like, why is Trevor not getting passed? Because it's Trevor Lawrence. Mm-hmm. You're going to get more lead. Mac Jones was never supposed to be good.
Mm-hmm.
So Trevor is going to have, he's probably got another year left on his, but he could be good scale.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those that, I mean, I still have this idea that Trevor Lawrence can be a good quarterback in the NFL, even though he hasn't proven that by any stretch. And it's the first round biased and the Clemson, you know, just all the, how much he was touted as this quarterback. And maybe it's Jacksonville. I mean, Urban Meyer did a number on him for sure.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
But, like, if he were to go to Minnesota or something like that, like, or if he went to San Francisco, if they decided they didn't want to keep Purdy or whatever, like,
yeah,
I think he could still be a very, very good quarterback.
Yes, I would take him. I actually saw a thing where if I'm Jacksonville, they were like, if I'm the Titans, I'm going to go give a second round pick and I'm going to go to Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to take Travis Hunter with the first pick. And I was like, I would do that in a heartbeat. Because
that would be fun.
He can be a good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's in a – Sam Darnold's a prime example of just a shitty situation with a team that doesn't know how to do it. Now, the Titans, historically, have not done great with quarterbacks. I mean, McNair is really your only success story here. And then Tannehill we picked up.
Yeah.
That's it. So, I think
– Vince Young had a good year.
Remember that one time we went 8-8? Classic. That's about all that happened that year. you're right. He was fun to watch. We just couldn't win football games. He couldn't throw the football.
Right.
But yeah, there's all kinds of things. There's nothing, no one stands out. So it's like if you are a team and you want a quarterback that bad, you've been desperate for one, like the Raiders, you're probably going to give up more than you need to get a quarterback.
Yeah.
You're more than welcome to.
Yep.
We'll be there waiting for the call.
I mean, it is crazy. Like, you look at the teams that drafted quarterbacks this past year, the Bears feel unsteady. I mean, they fired their coach. They fired their OC. Caleb Williams didn't look great down the stretch. Washington is a perennial playoff team now because of Jaden Daniels.
Yep.
New England has a high ceiling moving forward because Drake May showed flashes and looked good. Penix looked good when he came in at the end of the year, so Atlanta has some high expectations. We don't know about J.J. McCarthy yet because he hasn't played. But now you have Denver, who looks like a competitive football team in the near future because of Bo Nix. Like, the quarterback literally changes your dynasty's, your team's future.
Like that.
Yeah. So
And
if
it
I'm
makes
Vegas,
free agents.
yeah. Yeah, I mean, if I'm Vegas, I'm doing whatever I can.
You got to win because, like, we're talking about Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett, like you said, I'm like, New England can pay him. And you're like, he doesn't want to go there. They're not. You got to go into Buffalo. And they showed last year Drake May is pretty good. You got to turn that into 10 or 12 wins over the playoffs. Not 6 wins. He could stay in Cleveland if he wanted that crap. Like, you're out. But like a Bronco, I would love to see Myles Garrett go to the Broncos. Just to watch him terrorize Patrick Mahomes.
That would be fun.
I'll take, you don't might not want him either. I'll take LA with Khalil Mack too. Just do it. I want to see just him running for his life.
If the Chiefs don't win the division next year, I don't care who does, as long as it's not the Chiefs.
Yeah. That's what I hate. I hate getting to that point. I like analyzing everything without emotion. But when I get so angry at the Chiefs, I'm like, you know, anyone. I don't care who it is. I
Yep.
just love it. Someone just cheat and beat them. I do not care. But they need to be like taken down and pegged. And it'll make me feel better. I agree completely. I know we kind of already touched on it, but with the top five or with the top five picks in the draft, NFL draft, I forget all the order. You have that's not even why would that even say that? Give me a second. It showed the Patriots at the top. I'm like, what is this, week 17 or 18? So you have Titans, Browns, Giants, Patriots, Jags, and then the Raiders. So, again, we kind of touched on it. I think new organization, new management, you're going for a quarterback. Cam Ward, it's fun. It's a quarterback. He is talented. He's definitely talented. He succeeded at a different school. You take him. So then after that, I feel like it's a complete crapshoot because Browns need a quarterback. Giants need a quarterback. Raiders need a quarterback. But then you have these fun little teams at 4 and 5, Patriots and the Jags, who are not going to take a quarterback. So if you're sitting there, so the Raiders, it's weird because I don't know. What do you think? Does Cleveland trade out of that spot, or do they stay and take the best player available? Like, what do you think?
I mean, if they end up trading Myles Garrett, I've got to believe there's a quarterback in that trade.
Yeah.
And it, or I mean, maybe it's a different first round pick and then they are like, we'll just deal with it for next year and trade down and stockpile picks. I would be, it feels weird to me at this point for Cleveland to take a quarterback at two. And they need one. I don't know why it feels weird, but it's just, I feel like with the whole Myles Garrett situation, that's going to get resolved in a different way than them taking a quarterback. So then that opens up that two pick for the Giants and the Raiders to try to trade up.
Yeah, because the Browns need, like the Titans, they need picks, which is something hard. You know, make sure we have Deion Sanders' son probably sitting there too. I mean, think about that from just the merch side. You can buy Sanders Browns jerseys. It's going to look great on that quarterback jersey thing they have where it's like all 94 quarterbacks have ever started for them. Now, I think you're right. I think a quarterback will be dealt. Or if not, it'll be a pick that takes a quarterback. You know, it could be, oh, I'll give you a first and a second for Garrett. All right, well, with the second, I'm going to trade back in for the first. I'm going to go get Milroe from, Alabama. Like, I'm going to go do. They cannot leave this draft without a quarterback. Doesn't have to be Sanders, but it's got to be someone that's in the top 2 rounds that can be a competitor with Deshaun Watson and learn a little bit, then maybe try to start. But then again, you've in Browns fashion, you don't take Sanders, and he comes in and has some Joe Burrow-like just talent, because that's what Brian Callahan said. His accuracy and the way he moves in the pocket, he reminds him of Joe Burrow.
Really?
That's what it's done.
I
So,
haven't watched him enough. I shouldn't say that.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean,
Just
I feel like you played in a weak division. I feel like your numbers probably should have been better,
right.
but he's good. He can play. So let's say Titans go quarterback, the Browns don't go, they go Travis Hunter trade out.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Do you think the Giants go? Do you think the Giants sort of jump up into that? Do you think they take Travis Hunter? Like, what do you? What do you?
If either Sanders or Ward is at three, the Giants are taking them.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's best case scenario for the Giants organization. Like, they're in this terrible spot where the two teams ahead of them need a quarterback, and there are two quarterbacks that are good. So to me, the real question is, if the Titans and the Browns both take quarterbacks, then what do the Giants do? Are they taking Travis Hunter? Are they taking Abdul Carter? Or are they reaching for a quarterback?
I think 100% you are drafting Travis Hunter and you're pairing him with Malik Nabers, and then you're going to get a Kirk Cousins, a Sam Darnold, and be like, look, you have two of the best young receivers in the NFL, a decent running back. We're going to sign a couple defensive players, and we're going to be competitive next year.
No.
Not even good. We're going to win 5 or 6 games.
I don't see a free agent quarterback going there.
You don't think so?
No.
Not if they pay him?
I mean, maybe Kirk, because he had such a bad year this year, but he needs to get traded, doesn't he? Like Atlanta.
Yeah, he said he'd waive it, no trade clause. I think he had no trade clause, but he said he'd waive it.
Yeah.
But they don't have to pay him anything because he can take the veteran's minimum.
Right.
I want to go there. Russ would go there. If he had nowhere else, you got Russ, Darnold, Fields, Cousins. Like, you go get, oh my gosh, who's my boy from Dallas? Cooper Rush. Go get Cooper Rush, man. Go get Will Levis. Go get someone. I mean, go get Malik Willis from Green Bay. He was a heck of a backup when he played.
Mm-hmm.
There's quarterbacks. I'm not even saying you got to get a top one, but you can get someone who can at least move the ball down the field and put some fans in the stands.
Yeah. They need somebody. I just don't. I don't know who they're going to have.
Or maybe they trade their 3 pick and go get Dak Prescott.
In division, yeah.
Hey. if he's not doing the trick, I mean, what's his name? I was almost said Jerry Judy. Jerry Jones has done weirder crap, so I don't know. Brian Schottenheimer is a prime example of that.
Yep.
You never know what he's going to do.
Yeah.
So, okay. Those are your top three. So I do. My gut says quarterback Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Hunter is a phenom. If Travis Hunter is only a cornerback or only a receiver, I think he doesn't go. I think what's his name? Abdul will go there. Yeah, Abdul Carter will go at number three. But you can't pass up on him because he can play both ways. He's bisexual. You know what I mean? He can go both ways. And that's important. You can probably only play one, you can probably only dominate one. I think he'll be a receiver, or he'll be a cornerback and he'll have receiver plays where he'll come in and do certain things. He'll make more money as a receiver, but.
Yeah, I would be surprised if he plays both sides in the NFL, just because that's so tough to be an elite guy on the outside. I mean, we saw there's that guy on the Chargers that played like fullback and then also D-line or something like that.
Yeah.
Just this big white dude that's shoving guys around. It's not.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's not like a skill position, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think if you're a GM, you're asking yourself, is Travis Hunter a good enough either wide receiver or cornerback to be literally an elite guy day one, where Abdul Carter to me feels like a more sure lock of like, you know what you're going to get in a pass rusher and a linebacker, whatever.
That's true. And you're right. It's the end. There's no, cause then it's like, well, Travis Hunter, like, are you going to listen? If I tell you I need you to play receiver, are you going to listen to me?
Right.
Or you're like, no, I want to play defensive back or vice versa. Like, I don't know. Cause he hasn't come out and said, I think he's come out and said he's fine. I don't know if any conversation even had about him, what he wants to do. Because his gut will probably tell you he wants to do both, but you can't.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that against college kids, but not when you're the worst team, the worst player on the team you're going against was probably the top team on their college team. Like, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
I mean, I think it's a double-edged sword with Colorado too right now. Like, if whoever drafts Shador and whoever drafts Travis Hunter aren't handling them the way that Dion likes, like Dion will be vocal about it. And so you have to kind of consider that. Like,
That's was it Lamar Ball? Isn't that the dad of Lonzo and them? Like, that's exactly what I think of. He's extreme, but Dion actually probably knows what he's talking about. But I don't want, that's why Cam Ward is so much more appealing to me, because I'm like, I don't really want to deal with that drama. I don't want Dion talking crap, and just, I'm like, I just want someone to come and play football. That's it.
I
It'll be
think that's
exciting.
why I would go Abdul Carter over Travis Hunter. So,
No, you're right about that. There's a lot less drama there. Yeah, because he will be very vocal, I think. But yeah, like, dude, Cam Ward, he threw 43 touchdowns and 7 interceptions.
good.
That's very good. ACC is not big, but they have good football teams, and he's played well at all levels. He's worked his way up from like a D2 school or a very, very low D1, and he worked his
Oh,
way all
really?
the way up. Yeah, he's a 5-year. That's Bo Nix has opened my eyes this whole, 9 years in college football thing. I mean, you could just, when Bo, after about five games, it clicked. Bo's like, I'm caught up now. And I think with all that, watching like Anthony Richardson, you have all this raw talent, but like, you have to know how to groom that. Nix was like, I just need some time. I need some film. I need some time and a decent coach. I'll figure it out. And he did it with, I would say, subpar offensive weapons around him.
Absolutely.
So I think Cam can be like that. That's why I think you're not going to pass up on this pick. But either way, I'll be excited with my draft cap ready to go for this year. Very excited. And I don't have to wait so long for them to make a damn pick.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that's brutal.
10 minutes, and I'm like, ah, all right, night-night. Going to bed. But I think that's really it, man. There's not a lot else going on. No, not really. I saw that the Jaguars owner's going to have his super yacht down there in New Orleans. You see that?
No.
Sleeps 12, got pickleball, basketball courts, a couple of pools on it, spa, a staff of 47. Well, that's cool.
He's
Can't run your football team, but hey.
such a weird dude.
He is. That doesn't strike me as like, I want to go buy a football team. It's like he lost a bet. He's like, yeah, I'll go buy the Jags.
Right. It feels like he's trying to be Jerry Jones and just be weird.
Yeah, it's okay. Again, it's only weird if you're losing. I've always stressed that. You can do all the weird stuff. Aaron Rodgers was fine for years with his weirdness. Now it's just really weird. Like, I'm sure he's sitting in the dark somewhere, like, whoo, and just, trying to figure out what he wants to do.
What was that impression?
Whoo, whoo, whoo.
Yeah,
Yes, yeah. Whoo. The face really does it. What else do you do in the dark? Like, just sit there, like,
no,
and just, I couldn't sit there. I have ADHD. I would just be like, what are you doing? And I'd be poking people and stuff. Like, I couldn't sit there very long.
say like count the number of hairs on my head.
Yeah. All right. Done. It's one. One big old head.
Like Homer Simpson with the three,
Yes. That's exactly right. That's really it. I mean, Super Bowl, and then we're done. We'll have to figure, again, we'll have to start our pod. I keep talking about our NASCAR podcast. My boy Logano won last year. That was one of the most exciting races I ever watched in my life. I was having a full-blown panic attack. It was awesome. It was awesome. My father-in-law was over. We were screaming and yelling at the TV. Nicole's rolling her eyes.
I mean, panic attacks are fun, I guess, in a way.
Yeah, when it's sports-related, it's fine. It's just good business. Yeah,
You
but
can
that's
stick
it.
to
Yeah, we get a left-hand turn.
NASCAR,
That's it. We got Sunday, and then we'll do an episode, and we're all done. And
bud.
then, like I said, I don't know. I'll figure. I can't watch the XFL. I can't do it.
No, it's tough.
It's not even as fun. It's like watching. I sounds really bad. It's just watching like an island of misfit toys trying to play football. It's like, at least college kids have hopes and dreams, and they're aiming for something. Like, he's gotta go like, I'm still relevant. Touchdown. The fans like, yay. Jesus.
Now, after Sunday, it's baseball for me. So,
I agree. I already got tickets. Check out your Reds. Apparently we got with Tony Frank.
Terry Francona.
Barry Franco. I've That guy from he used to coach Boston and Cleveland, right?
Correct.
I know a little bit about baseball. I told you the Reds have sucked my soul out of my body. I spend money on it every year. I buy new jerk shit. I'm ready to go. I look the part, but
there's a YouTube channel I watch where they do like sports trivia stuff. And so they had these guys guessing teams that had the most winning seasons since 2000 in baseball.
Okay.
Do you want it? So that's 24 seasons, right?
Okay.
You want to guess how many winning seasons the Reds have had in those 24 years?
Three.
Close. It's higher. It's five.
That sounds about right.
Like that's
it's bad. It's really bad.
Pathetic.
It's that's why I get so mad and be like, "Oh, good stuff." I'm like, no. It's awful. Like it's not even fun. I don't need them. Give me 500. Give me 500, and I will never say a word.
Yeah.
But like, it's the this guy's hitting 187. Put him out there. Absolutely not. Like, what's his name? Who's the guy? Oh, hold on. We're talking about this. He plays Reds lineup. He seems like a nice person, but his name is, I'm losing momentum. Will Benson? Yeah, it's Will Benson.
Yep.
He hit like 174 last year.
Bad.
Like, why are you playing? And he looks so plain. There's no swagger about baseball's all that swagger. You got to have the right, this up button's undone, but like my sock's not on this foot. And, you know, I swing back. I don't know. But he's very plain and he can't hit. That's all I know.
The problem is he had one really good month in 2023, and they're like, well, you're our starting left fielder now.
Yep.
And he was terrible, and the Reds don't – I mean, the old manager, David Bell, wouldn't bench a guy. So
no,
we'll see what happens with Francona, because you have one of the most exciting young players in baseball.
Yes.
And it's a young team. We'll see. But – I'm hopeful. The first
I'm hopeful too.
Yeah.
I mean, he hit 187 last year.
That's bad.
And the year before that, like you said, he hit 275. He had one good like year that month probably fueled it. The year before that, 182.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch, honestly. Mm-hmm. But we got new pitchers. I'm excited. I will be at the games. We got tickets on the 11th. You should buy tickets on the. I'm getting way off track right now. The switch hitter Ellie De La Cruz bobblehead.
Oh, when is that?
I think it's like the 11th or 12th. We're going. It's April. I say 11th and 12th. Like you know, what I'm talking about in April. It's like the first 2 weeks.
Okay. Yeah, that would be cool.
We'll talk about it after this.
Yeah.
Move on, Mike. Shut up. Talk about baseball. Anyway, that's it. That's all we got. We hate the Chiefs, especially Tim. We want them to lose. No one needs to get hurt. Just some feelings and some hearts broken. And Mike wants them in $280 because the cigar lounge is not cheap. So,
fly Eagles fly. That's right.
Yes, yeah. I saw something. I was like, when you live with an Eagles fan and they've already sang "Fly Eagles Fly" 174 times in the last 7 days. Like, they're announcing the awards.
NFL honors.
Jaden Daniels, hot take. Not really a hot take. Hot information. Just got the rookie of the year. Crazy how that works.
Who would have thought?
Who's getting MVP?
I think it's Lamar again.
You really think it's Lamar again?
Well, I bet they picked Josh Allen, but it should be Lamar.
You don't think it's going to be Saquon?
No. They don't pick running backs. They don't pick non-quarterbacks.
Still there, though. He's still in it.
Yeah. He should. He should.
Yeah.
He won't. He'll win the Offensive Player of the Year, but he won't win MVP.
I don't know. I'm going to vote Saquon. I just think they're going to surprise us this year.
I hope so. I hope I'm wrong.
That'd be odd. I think him or Derrick Henry should win it. These quarterbacks, we were kids, these quarterbacks throwing 45, 50 touchdowns a year, and they were all doing it at the same time. Now it's like, I threw for 41. I'm like, okay. Well, I don't understand.
Right.
And they could murder you back then too. It wasn't like they brushed your hair too hard and you got a flag. Like they, I remember, I'll never forget. And I swear I'll shut up after this. I remember watching Trent Green playing for the Chiefs, running on the sideline, and he slid to get himself up. And when I say it was a Montez perfect level hit to the head, he was gone, out cold, not moving. And yeah, they threw a flag on there. He wasn't fined or anything.
Right.
Like now, I couldn't, I mean, you touch Mahomes when he's thinking about going down, they throw a flag.
Yeah, it is frustrating for sure.
Yeah, it was very frustrating. It was just different back then. So you guys can throw your 40 touchdowns. Congratulations. Even Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow had a phenomenal year. That he's getting close to those years of glory with Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, but I don't know if we'll ever see them repeated in our lifetime. Not with four quarterbacks competing for a MVP with all over 40 touchdowns.
Right. Right.
It's only going downhill from here. I'll stop
talking. Like get off my lawn type guy right now.
Yeah, it is. Kids having fun outside, man. But that's it, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Watch the Super Bowl. Get excited. Tip your waiters. If you're going out, even if they're not doing anything, even if you go to Subway to make a sandwich, you tip them. They earn that tip, you know, by doing their job.
They're sandwich artists.
Yeah, sandwich. I love that. I remember when Dan used to work at Subway. Is like he'd always come to parties, these huge like meat sack like this, uh-huh. And like thumbs. And he's like, I'm a sandwich artist. I'm like, shut up. Make me a sandwich. Anyway, thanks for tuning in, guys. And then we'll have our final episode loaded up next week.
See you.
See you.